بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اقرأ علي القرآن. فقلت: يا رسول الله، أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل؟ قال: إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري. فقرأت عليه سورة النساء حتى جئت إلى هذه الآية: فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا؟ قال: حسبك الآن. فالتفت إليه فإذا عيناه تذرفان. متفق عليه. This hadith, we began the discussion yesterday, just to continue with it. Amongst Sahaba, the proficient ability to recite the Quran in a manner which is befitting with it was acknowledged with regards to certain Sahaba, that they were regarded as being those who excelled. Amongst them was Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the narrator is Abdullah bin Mas'ud himself. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me that, O Abdullah, recite the Qur'an upon me. In other words, you recite and I will listen. Sahibul Qur'an is saying to someone, you recite and I will listen. So this is a great accolade and honor that was conferred upon Abdullah bin Mas'ud. So he said that, Ya Rasulullah, I must read to you whereas the Qur'an was revealed upon you. To this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, I love to listen to the Qur'an being recited by someone else. From this hadith, we learn at this point the benefit of listening. However, listening not for just entertainment, but so that we can make tadabbur, so that we can ponder and reflect over the meaning of the Qur'an. Today, unfortunately, particularly amongst our non-Arab community, generally a lot of emphasis is there, learning the Qur'an, reciting the Qur'an, but pondering over the meaning of the Qur'an. What is Allah telling us in the Qur'an? To reflect on that, which is the actual maqsad and objective. This, unfortunately, is very lacking. And on the other side, because of excessive sins, the hearts are not affected. And the hearts and the eyes are dry. This is one of the important objectives when you listen to the Quran, this concern and this worry that kayfa tata'athar qulubuna min kalamillah wa kalamir rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the effect that the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are having on my heart? Allahu nazzala ahsan al hadith kitaban mutashabihan mathani تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. Allah describes in the Quran the effect that the Quran is supposed to have on the one who is listening to it. تقشعر منه جلود, the skin, the hair on the skin is supposed to stand. The heart has to shake with the effect of the recitation of the Qur'an. And because of excessive sins, zulmat, darkness has entered the heart. And even though the heart, if you look at it, it's the softest limb in the body. There's no bones in the heart. Just a piece of flesh. It's supposed to be very, very soft. Allah tells us in the Qur'an, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ فَهِيَ أَشَدُ قَسْوَةً مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ. At times this heart, even though it's so soft outwardly, becomes harder than stone. And one of the signs, obviously you can go to a cardiologist, you put some machine will tell you about your heart, whether it's healthy or whether it's not healthy. But cardiologists can't tell you the heart has become hard. Because this hardness that is referred to is not physical hardness, this is spiritual hardness. And this, however, there are indications and there are signs. For example, the expression of عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ that لو تہرت قلوبکم ما شبعتم من کلام اللہ عز و جل. If your hearts were pure, then you would never ever get tired of listening to Quran. Expression of Abdullah bin Masood رضی اللہ عنہ himself also, اطلب قلبک عند ثلاثة مواطن عند سماع القرآن. He said, search your heart. Check your heart. Like I said, not doesn't mean go to the cardiologist. This is spiritual check. Check the heart. اطلب قلبك عند ثلاثة مواطن. When the Quran is read, عند سماع القرآن. When you are listening to the Quran, check the heart. What is the effect? Is the heart taking effect from the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Bedouin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allimni mimma allamaka Allah. Teach me the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appoints Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu teaches him Surah Zilzal. He reaches the verses. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Literal translation. The one who does khair, goodness, equivalent to a dharra, to an atom's grain, he will see it. The one who does evil, equivalent to an atom's grain, he will see it. We just read the translation. However, Mufassirin say, أَخْوَفُ آيَةٍ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. This is the most frightening verse of the Quran. What is Allah saying? Dharra is what? Literal translation, we say atom. What it actually means, smallest particle. How do you discern something is small? You divide it. Like they say, juz la yatajazza. Something as you divide it and divide it and divide it, reaches what we call an indivisible point. Can't go any more further. Can't be divided further. This is how you establish something is the smallest possible particle. Previously they thought it was the atom. Now they found inside the atom, 1 million the size of the atom is the neutron and the proton. So what is Allah saying? Good you do, equivalent to the smallest possible particle, you will see it. Evil you do, equivalent to the smallest possible particle, you will see it. So what was the effect? This ordinary Bedouin falls onto his knees. Yakfini dharratan. Yakfini dharratan. The two zarras are sufficient for me. Ali radiallahu anhu goes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, Ya Rasulullah. He doesn't want to learn anything else. Only taught him one surah and already he is saying this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Da'uhu faqad faqaha ar-rajul. Leave him alone. Allah has given him the complete comprehension of deen. In other words, the khawf, taqwa, khashiyat of Allah has come. The heart is taking effect. Today, unfortunately, so much of emphasis on the tune. But how much my heart is taking effect? For example, فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. Allah tells us in the Quran, final point to the Jahannamis will be said to them, do whatever you want to do. First they will cry, then they will beg, then they will beseech. Finally Allah will say, فَذُوقُوا, now taste, فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. Nothing else will happen except that the intensity of the punishment of Jahannam will continue increasing. We hear the Qari recite this, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, MashaAllah. However, what it should be, Astaghfirullah, Adhanallahu minha. May Allah protect us. In other words, the heart is not taking effect. So, the great virtue to listen to Quran, but to listen with tadabbur, to listen with tafahum, to listen with tafakkur, to listen so that the heart is taking effect, so that we are pondering and reflecting over the verses of the Quran. So coming back to this riwayat, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَقْرَوْ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَيْكَ أُنزِلْ. Ya Rasulullah, must I read? Whereas the Quran was revealed upon you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, I love to listen when someone else is reciting. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, فَقَرَأْتُ عَلَيْهِ سُورَةَ النِّسَاءِ. I began reciting Surah An-Nisa' till he reached what ostensibly is the 40th or the 41st verse of Surah An-Nisa', in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, how will it be? فَكَيْفَ. How will it be? This is the eloquence of Quran. This is where a person almost visualizes. Such is the attraction, the manner in which Quran is presented. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا. How is it going to be, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when from every ummat of the past, a witness will be brought, and then over all of them, وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ. Some Mufassirin say, عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِكَ. When you are going to be brought as a witness against your ummat. So when he reached this verse, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who said that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, حَسْبُكَ الْآن. That is sufficient. In other words, stop now. So obviously, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, because he was concentrating on his recitation, he was not looking at the one that is listening. And this is what, when we have our tajweed halqa, you go in the path of Allah Ta'ala and you have your tajweed halqa, the last 10 surahs are generally recited. At that time, in the adab or the etiquette of it, one of the benefits of why one person is reading and others are listening, we normally, they say the two C's and the two S's. Amongst the two C's, in other words, correction for our recitation to be corrected. And the other, very important, is concentration. When you are reading and someone else is listening, naturally you concentrate more on your recital. So, to read and someone else is listening, there's benefits on both sides. One is the benefit, obviously, is to better your recitation. Better it so far as tajweed, so far as reading in a melodious tone, etc., to make effort. Naturally, when someone is listening to you, so you make more effort. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was totally concentrating on his recitation. So he wasn't aware of the effect this was having on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so when he said, حَسْبُكَ الْآن, that, oh Abdullah, stop now. In other words, enough. He looked up. فَالْتَفَتُّ إِلَيْهِ. He said, then my dhyan, then my attention turned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَذْرِفَانِ. And I saw the tears were pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His eyes had become wet with tears. Now this, in other words, how the heart is taking effect from the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sahib al-Quran, and yet this is the effect of listening to the recitation of the Quran from someone else. And what is the meaning of this verse that caused Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to weep like this? And how is it going to be, my Nabi, when we are going to bring you as a witness, ala haula, ala, in other words, against. You will be brought as a witness against your own ummat. Previous ummats, jitna bika min kulli ummatin bishaheed. From every ummat, a witness will be brought. Witness about what? Generally, Mufassirin have given different interpretations, but primarily, what will it be? On that day, to escape, what will people say? Tabligh was never done. We never got the message. Previous Anbiya never delivered the message of what? Of Allah's Tawheed, of Allah's oneness. So they will say, Ya Allah, they never brought the message. So obviously, witnesses will be brought against them. It's mentioned in riwayat, this ummat will be brought. And then, with regards to this ummat, فَكَيْفَ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. That, O my Nabi, you will be brought. And Allah's Rasul was so concerned about fulfilling the haqq, the zimedari, the responsibility of tabligh. We know on the Hajjatul Wada, the farewell pilgrimage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hal ballagh, hal ballagh, hal ballagh. Did I fulfill the haqq of tabligh? Did I fulfill the haqq of tabligh? When they said, بَلَغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةَ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةَ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةَ وَجَاهَدْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادٍ. Ya Rasulullah, you fulfilled the haqq. Then he raised his shahadat finger. Allahumma shahad. Oh Allah, you give shahadat. Oh Allah, you be a witness. Now, that day when they deny that they received the haqq of tabligh was fulfilled, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be brought as a witness. So obviously, Ulama Ikram mentioned the effect of this tajri dumu'. The tears were pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rahmatan li ummatihi, because a clear indication of his mercy and compassion for his ummah. فَإِنَّ الشَّاهِدَ لَا يَكْتُمُ شَيْئًا, because if you are brought as a witness in Allah's court, you can't conceal anyone, anything. So he feared, خَشِيَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْ يَحِلَّ بِهِمُ الْعَذَابِ بِسَبَبِ شَهَادَتِهِ فَرَقَّ قَلْبُهُ خَوْفًا وَحُزْنًا عَلَيْهِمْ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam feared that because of his testimony, azab will come upon his ummah. Because obviously, when he has to give this testimony, he cannot conceal anything. So he started crying, لَعَلَّ اللَّهُ, so that perhaps Allah, out of mercy for his tears, يَشْفَعُهُ بِهِمْ, these tears will become a means of shafa'at, of intercession on behalf of his ummah. Because he was a living embodiment, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. He has come to you, a messenger from amongst yourself. What hurts you hurts him. He is constantly avaricious, desirous of your hidayat. And he is very, very compassionate and kind towards his ummah. So even this is the responsibility of giving shahadat. He feared it would be used against his ummah. So this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started crying. Nevertheless, point the importance of listening to the Quran, but listen with tadabbur and to listen intently and carefully. Like the Rasulullah.